This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right. Hour number three coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load, and this portion of the show is brought to you by Burnout.
Today's insulated vacuum mugs keep coffee so hot that it can burn your mouth. That's why there is Burnout, the temperature-regulating travel mug developed by real rocket scientists. Burnout's Drink Now technology quickly absorbs and stores the heat from your coffee. It brings your coffee to a drinkable temperature in minutes, then keeps it there for hours without electronics. No more burning your mouth. No more waiting for your coffee to cool. Fight the fire. Keep the heat. Learn more at burnoutmugs.com.
Oh, yeah. Check them out at Burnout Mugs. I use them every day. You'll love it. Love it. Coming to us live from Dallas, Texas tonight, we're joined by activist, instructor, and writer, Dean Weingarten. You never told me what you're doing in Dallas. What are you doing in Dallas?
Well, Thanksgiving, and we're visiting grandkids and family.
Okay. Hey, well, enough said. Okay. Enough said. Thankfully, all but one of my grandchildren live here close to me, so I didn't have to travel interstate to go see them.
I thought you sounded too young to have grandkids.
Dean, remind me to buy you whatever libation you want when I see you in Las Vegas, okay? You've laid eyes on me, so you know better than that, young fella. So anyway, I noticed that you have written an article. They have done did you finalize the whole Uptain incident with the bear attack where they've come out with various, this is what we found in our investigation.
Yeah, and we may see more published, but I think we've got all the details that matter much now. And there was a Glock 20. Was the gun that was being carried for bear protection. And
right.
The guide, Mark Uptain, had it in a chest holster, which is all perfectly fine, as far as I'm concerned. And they were hunting elk. He was guiding a bow hunter. And the bow hunter shot an elk, mortally wounded it, but it was late in the day. And so they left the area, come back the next day. They found a good blood trail. Found the dead elk, and were processing it when attacked by, it was a sow grizzly and her nearly grown cub. And
right.
But what Mark had done is, in processing a large animal like that, it can get pretty messy. There's lots of blood. And so he took off his shirt and the holstered Glock, and put it with the packs about 50 feet away from the carcass. So,
why do we know why he put it? Why did he put it 50 feet away from the carcass? Do we know?
I don't know. He's dead, and he didn't tell us. But
the
conclusion would be that he put it somewhere else so that it wouldn't get all covered with blood.
Right.
And it's not a real uncommon thing for people to do, but it's not a real great thing to do when you're in grizzly bear country. And the bears gave no warning. They just, the first time they were seen, they were full on charge.
Yeah.
And they hit Uptain first, and the bow hunter, Corey Chubon, as the bear was mauling Uptain, ran to the pistol, and he was able to get it out of the holster, and he tried to shoot the bear with it, but he couldn't. And he had to go off. Turns out there was no round in the chamber. And Chubon, from what I can read, appears to have not been familiar with semi-automatic pistols.
Right.
And it's a common, if nobody has taught you how to load a semi-automatic pistol, it's not obvious. You have to rack the slide, or that's right. One of the things you do if it doesn't work. And at some point, well, after the bear left Uptain, went after Tuban, and Tuban is then now being mauled, and he has the pistol in his hand, which he can't get to work. And he tries to throw it to Uptain, but it didn't make it to him. And somewhere in there, the magazine release got pressed. My suspicion is that Tuban, in desperately trying to get the pistol to fire, was looking right. for some kind of control to deactivate a safety. Why isn't this pistol working? And probably pressed the magazine release. And the magazine and pistol got separated. So even if Mark Uptain would have been able to get to the pistol, it would have been useless to him.
Right, right.
And then Uptain also had a can of bear spray on him. At
yeah.
some point, he emptied the bear spray and got a fair amount of it on the sow grizzly that was attacking him. But it was not effective in the sense that it didn't seem to prevent him from getting killed. It didn't prevent him. He was killed. The bear was found with bear spray on it. He was the numbers aren't precise, but probably 50 yards or more away from the elk carcass when he was finally killed. And that's where the empty can of bear spray was found.
Right.
So exactly where he buried the bear and what happened in between, we don't know because there are no witnesses that survived. To me, it's okay to carry a pistol with an empty chamber. We normally call it condition 3 or Israeli carry. If you practice all the time that as soon as you pull the pistol, you practice slide and put
right.
it around it. I mean, it's not my choice, but, you know, some very knowledgeable people have decided that's the way they want to carry. And it's not a huge detriment, but because he had no round in the chamber, the hunter wasn't able to use the pistol in this case, and it turned out tragically.
Now, it was somewhat anomalous that the bear spray works most of the time, doesn't it?
Well, it works. It works at least some of the time. We just don't know precisely how much. The problem is the studies that have been done on bear spray to determine how much it works use a different criteria for their incidence. Virtually any time the bear is sprayed, they count that as an incident, whereas the studies that have been done on firearms, the ones that have received the publicity anyway, only look at incidents where people were actually attacked.
Right.
So that makes it an apples and orange comparison. So we just don't know. We know there have been incidents where bear spray has failed, where people had it, they sprayed bears, and they still got, you know, mauled and or a couple of them killed. I think of at least two, probably three, that were killed with, even though they used bear spray. So until we get, you know, better statistics, and I wouldn't even have as much problem with the studies that have been done if they'd release the data so that we could look at the actual incidents and determine how many were of just curious bears, you know, food acclimated bears that were wandering around a campsite. One of the people who studied bears attacks quite extensively, his name is Dave Smith. He wrote a book about how to avoid bear attacks while out in the wild. And he has tried to get this information, and he says that most of the studies that were done on bear spray, at least in the one study that's compared to firearms, a number of the bear spray incidents were done with park rangers in parks harassing curious bears when they had armed backup.
Let me get you to hold right there because we're coming up on the break. Dean writes very prolifically. You can find a lot of his stuff at The Truth About Guns, where he's got over 1,000 articles, or at Ammo Land, where he's got also over 1,000 articles. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
We know you've had Dragon's Breath in the morning, but you've got to experience Dragon's Breath at night. Wolf Hill Ammo's Dragon's Breath, an incendiary shotgun round in 12-gauge, 20-gauge, and a 410 with an amazing muzzle flash and a fireball that launches up to 125 yards. Pure fun to shoot. At Wolf Hill Ammo, we love shotguns and offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market. Visit wolfhillammo.com to see our large selection of specialty shotgun ammo at great prices with flat rate shipping. wolfhillammo.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go with water filtration systems of every size for every budget. Now, GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Burnout.
Today's insulated vacuum mugs keep coffee so hot that it can burn your mouth. That's why there is Burnout, the temperature-regulating travel mug developed by real rocket scientists. Burnout's Drink Now technology quickly absorbs and stores the heat from your coffee. It brings your coffee to a drinkable temperature in minutes, then keeps it there for hours without electronics. No more burning your mouth. No more waiting for your coffee to cool. Fight the fire. Keep the heat. Learn more at burnoutmugs.com.
Indeed. I use one every day. when I want that perfect cup of coffee. And one day I'm going to ship one to Dean as soon as I remember to ask him what his shipping address is. I got one ready to go for you, Dean. Talking to Dean Weingarten in Dallas, Texas, visiting the grandchildren. I wanted to ask you a question regarding encounters with bears. Are you there?
I am.
Okay. So if I am out in the woods and say I'm elk hunting, and the bear comes around the bend, and what are the rules about encounters with bears? I mean, do I have to try to bear spray them before I go lethal with them, or what are the rules regarding that?
No, you don't have to try to bear spray them before you go lethal. But it's very similar with grizzly bears as it is with people. And that is, if you... If a reasonable person would believe that you were under deadly threat and you kill the bear or shoot it, wound it, whatever, drive it off, the evidence will probably back up what you have done, and you will probably be in for some grilling, and there will be an investigation, and it won't be pleasant, but you probably will not be charged with a crime.
Right.
Now, if it's a questionable situation, like, say, the bear is 50 yards away, and you just shoot it,
yeah.
You know, they probably aren't going to view that as self-defense.
Right.
If it's coming at you in under 30 yards, I think there's a very good chance. And if it gets much closer than that, I don't think there's going to be much doubt.
Right. The would I have to harvest the bear if I kill the bear out there?
It depends on the state. In Alaska, you have to skin it and remove the skull and paws and turn them over to the, the state rangers, or not state rangers, state patrol, which serve, they have a function as game wardens as well. I think they have a special division that handles that.
Right.
In Alaska.
Right.
In the rest of the country, it's not so clear, but there aren't, you know, there's only small areas that have grizzly bears in the lower 48 states. And you are supposed to contact the federal government, and they'd probably come out, and they probably don't want you attempting to process the bear in any way, because they might view that as destroying evidence or changing a potential crime scene or something like that. So
right.
I would just contact authorities reasonably quickly, you know, as soon as you're out of danger and can contact them and let them know what happened. You might even want to contact a lawyer and have the lawyer contact them so that you get all your phraseology correct.
Yeah. Now, so if I'm out doing a day hike in Alaska and I have taken I have armed myself because I'm taking a day hike and I don't know what's out there in the woods for me, and I'm not hunting and I kill the bear, after it's coming on me, do I need to just stay by the bear? Because I'm not going to have the tools there with me. I wouldn't even know where to begin to harvest a bear, you know, to be honest with you.
You are responsible for skinning it and getting the head and paws and hide back to the department. But they aren't insane about it. They don't insist that you skin the bear with your pocket knife or a razor blade is the only thing you have on you. So
right.
It would be expected for you to act reasonably, which would probably be to try to get help and then come back and try and process the bear. Now, of course, if you're injured, they don't expect any of that because you're off to the hospital and somebody else will investigate it.
I couldn't call the Rangers and say, listen, I was out here on a day hike today and Yogi came and attacked me and I have dispatched Yogi, but I don't have nothing with me except my gun that I use to protect myself.
Yeah, that would be a reasonable thing to do if you're in cell phone contact.
Yeah, which I suppose that is probably debatable.
It's problematic. I remember the attack up in Alaska where the fellow, real nice guy, got attacked by a sow grizzly. He was on a day hike, and he had his 10-millimeter Glock with him, and he shot and killed the bear. It landed like he had... sunglasses on. It was in late summer, I think. And as he was trying to back away from the bear, he fell down and was still shooting as he fell down, took off the last tip of or the last joint of the middle toe of his left foot, because as he fell, his foot came up in a reflexive action to stop the bear that was coming at him, and he shot through the took toe off and killed the bear. And the head of the bear came within 3 feet of where his sunglasses fell off his head, because that's where the investigators found them later.
Right.
Well, he didn't bother trying to process the bear. He shot off the tip of his toe, and he had several miles to hike back to the beach, and then a bunch more miles to take his skiff back to the nearest village. And he did that, and he ended up in the hospital, and people went out and investigated. And by that time, the bear had spoiled, and nobody charged him or made any big issue of it.
So, okay. I just wondered about that because I saw something like that on a video today. So, I mean, what do you do?
I'm not going to ask any more questions. It's usually less of a problem with black bears.
Right.
Because they're so much more common. They're not covered by the Endangered Species Act. They never were. So if you're attacked by a black bear, some states may require you to report it. I suspect it happens a lot in Alaska because they've got a lot more black bears than grizzly bears. In Alaska, you're required to report it, and there's a special form they use, and they have thousands of incidents of these forms. Unfortunately, they've been ruled as having private information, so I can't get at them and research them.
Right.
You know, they were available up to about a decade ago.
Right. Okay, well, I'm...
But you're supposed to report it, but that's in Alaska. I don't think it's always clear in the rest of the lower 48 where there's lots and lots of black bears.
Gotcha.
And I suspect in Alaska that if people who are out in the bush, you know, 100 miles away from the nearest communication, and a black bear starts acting as if it's in predator mode near them, they probably just pop them and walk away. That's my suspicion.
Gotcha. Well, let me get you to hang on right there. We're going to go into the next break. Dean is a writer with just prolific amounts of work going out there at both Ammoland and TruthAboutGuns.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning. Frustrated by your lack of shooting accuracy? Mantis X can help. Mantis X is an electronic coaching system that analyzes your shooting mechanics, diagnoses your issues, and recommends improvements. All in real time. Attach the motion sensor to your gun, pair it with our free coaching app on your phone, and start shooting. Mantis X shows you what you're doing wrong. Use Mantis X three ways. Live fire, dry fire, or airsoft. Shoot, analyze, improve. MantisX.com.
USA Radio News.
Defense Secretary James Mattis and Secretary of State Mike Pompeo traveled to Capitol Hill to brief Senate lawmakers on the matter regarding Jamal Khashoggi's murder. Defense Secretary Mattis says there's still no indication that the Saudi Crown Prince was involved in the murder of Khashoggi.
We have no smoking gun that the Crown Prince was involved, not the intelligence community or anyone else. There is no smoking gun.
President Trump is set to discuss trade with the Chinese leader at the G20 summit in Argentina this weekend. Illinois Republican Congressman Adam Kinzinger tells Fox News the United States should defend our trade policies.
We're free traders, but we're fair traders. We have to be treated with the same respect. I think talking about partnerships with these nations, strengthening our partnerships, but saying there's a cost to this partnership, which is you have to do your part as well.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Burnout.
Today's insulated vacuum mugs keep coffee so hot that it can burn your mouth. That's why there is Burnout, the temperature-regulating travel mug developed by real rocket scientists. Burnout's Drink Now technology quickly absorbs and stores the heat from your coffee. It brings your coffee to a drinkable temperature in minutes, then keeps it there for hours without electronics. No more burning your mouth. No more waiting for your coffee to cool. Fight the fire. Keep the heat. Learn more at burnoutmugs.com.
Indeed. The perfect cup of coffee, you got to have it in the perfect mug. And the Burnout mug is the perfect mug. Check them out. I'm sure they're going to have more specials going along. They had a big Black Friday special, big Cyber Monday, but I'll find out as time goes on. Burnoutmugs.com. Talking to Dean Weingarten, writer, activist, instructor. You wrote about another incident. I don't know why I'm fascinated by the bear attacks, but you wrote about another incident that occurred a couple of weeks ago, where a guy was carrying a rifle, and apparently he's pretty good with a rifle. He's pretty fast with a rifle, and that wasn't fast enough because he had the rifle slung.
Yes, and it's another thing. You can sympathize with this gentleman, because apparently he's a reasonably well-practiced and proficient hunter, and he had already harvested a deer in this area, and he was taking a friend who was new to hunting to the area and was essentially what I'd call busting brush with his friend about 150 yards away. It's a right. Fairly common practice to try to get a shot at a deer. And he had an elk tag. Doesn't sound like he expected to find an elk there, so he had his rifle with him. But he had it slung over his shoulder. And he encountered a grizzly bear in very thick brush. He was using both hands to get through it. And he said he saw the bear's head, and then the bear got up and came at him, and he was trying to get the rifle off his shoulder, and he just got it to where the rifle was, like, between him and the bear when he got hit by the bear and never got a shot off. And he got mauled. Pretty good. Both his legs and arms were bit up a bit. And I mentioned Dave Smith, who's this expert on bear attacks and how you can prevent them.
Right.
And he had said, if you're in grizzly country, if you're in an area where you can't see very far, you ought to have the rifle in the ready position. Because the only way you're going to get a shot off at a grizzly if the attack is from close range is if you have the rifle in your hands and ready. And I think that's true. I mean, I've done a fair amount of hunting and snap shooting with rifles and shotguns. And you can get a snapshot off pretty accurately at close range. Certainly in a second and a half if you're at all practiced, and very likely in under a second.
Right.
And he mentioned that it was, quote, seconds before the bear got on him. Well, that's more than 1 second, you know, and you can't always measure time real accurately, and I doubt if he had a stopwatch. But the bear had to notice him and then get up and come at him, and probably it was 2 or 3 seconds.
Right. Bears are deceptively fast, aren't they?
Oh, they're very fast. They're very fast, everything I hear. And we see videos. And it's amazing. You can watch. There's several videos out there of bears charging people. I think I linked to a couple of them with my articles, where one where this bear is charging a guy who is in a canoe, and the guide has a 44, I think it's a 44. I think they said it was a 44 Magnum. He draws it from his holster, and it's a sow with cubs, and she jumps into this water at him, and she's only like 8 feet away when he shoots, and he aims at the water. And with the big splash of the water and the boom of the pistol and the muzzle blast, she turns around and leaves. But you can get an idea how fast they are by watching these videos, and they are quite fast. But it's something you can't overcome. They're no faster, actually less fast, I would say, than a flushing grouse. And people shoot flushing grouse at close range all the time.
Yeah, but the grouse aren't trying to eat them.
Yeah, that is a difference.
I was very, I've listened to you. I've seen other videos. It was not till I saw this video that I think you posted an article to as well regarding this guy in Canada who decided to go out there and engage a bear with birdshot. And I watched how this bear crossed the yard, and it seemed like nothing at all. And the bear was right up on him when he pulled the trigger.
Yes, they're fast. And, that's people who are in that situation usually don't just freeze and wait for the bear to come to them. They usually react, and they often react quite well.
Right.
Because they don't have hardly have time to get scared. You know, it's all over very quickly.
Yeah.
And if you think about those situations and you practice snap shooting, which I've done since I was probably 12 or 13, you can make quick, fast shots, especially at close range. And if you practiced it and thought about it, you'll do what you've trained yourself to do. If you've never thought about it or never practiced, you won't have any of that mental preparation, and you'll tend to do nothing, which is what you practice to do.
Right.
But most hunters have practiced shooting and snap shooting and getting the rifle to the shoulder and on target quickly.
For somebody with a lot of presence of mind, when a bear is charging you, can they change direction really quick on you? Like if you try to do something laterally?
They can, but there's quite a few cases where somebody has dodged behind a tree and gained another couple of seconds or so. But it's nothing you can really count on for very long. The bear is so fast and so big that, and it has significant reach that it can usually get around a barrier and get to you within a few seconds.
Right.
Now, there have been a number of people who have climbed trees to get away from grizzlies and had significant, advantage or ability with that. So if you have time to get up a tree, that can give you a lot of extra time. And there's a case, and it's in the 20s up in Alaska, where someone was up there and he had a .22 pistol, and he climbed the tree, and a bear came after him. In this case, it was a black bear. They can climb better than grizzlies can. And he, drew his pistol and shot the bear in the head and killed it. Damn. So, but, of course, very close range, and he had plenty of time as the bear was coming up at him.
Right. How fast do they climb? Pretty quick.
Well, I've seen pictures of them climbing, and they can climb faster than most humans can climb. We're about the same. I mean, when you consider that bears are bigger and heavier, but they have claws, but humans have, you know, feet and hands that can grasp things, I would say a motivated human can probably climb as fast as a motivated bear. So, you know, that wouldn't be all that fast. Maybe, you know, 5 to 10 feet per second, maybe.
Yeah. Well, that's a lot. Okay. Vertically, that's impressive. So
that's very fast. Vertically.
Yeah. That's very impressive. Very impressive. So, and
you can't keep it up for very long, but usually the trees aren't, you know, can't get up more than 50 feet in an ordinary tree very easily.
I noticed we're about to go to break, but I noticed there's an overhead picture of them working on this guy, Mr. Brost, I believe his name is. And there was a lot of them there standing guard in case that bear came back. So obviously, yeah they were taking that pretty serious. Yeah,
they were. And if you noticed, there was snow on the ground.
Yeah. Yeah. Snow on the ground. I admire hunters. I do.
You know, you usually expect them when there's much snow to be denned up.
I had not done that math. But anyway, we're heading into break. Dean Weingarten, you can find his work at Truth About Guns and at Ammoland. Lots of it. Lots of it. Huge, huge archive of work there. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Burnout.
Today's insulated vacuum mugs keep coffee so hot that it can burn your mouth. That's why there is Burnout, the temperature-regulating travel mug developed by real rocket scientists. Burnout's Drink Now technology quickly absorbs and stores the heat from your coffee. It brings your coffee to a drinkable temperature in minutes, then keeps it there for hours without electronics. No more burning your mouth. No more waiting for your coffee to cool. Fight the fire. Keep the heat. Learn more at burnoutmugs.com.
Check them out at Burnout Mugs. That is the perfect cup of coffee waiting on you. And I am talking to Dean Weingarten, who is currently in Dallas visiting grandbabies. How many grandchildren you got?
I have three.
Three? There you go.
And, the latest is only 5 months old. So.
Let's talk about the improvised and craft-produced small arms article, shall we?
One of my favorite subjects.
Now I got to tell you, when I see craft-produced, the first thing I think about is Pinterest. And you know, I don't know if you know Pinterest or not, but Pinterest is like this big beauty project for most women. They're always whatever they're describing or looking at, they're looking at making it beautiful. And this improvised firearm you're showing here, while it is ingenious, dude did not care about how this gun looked, did he?
No, and you get a wide variety from guns that are, appear quite crude and are very, but still are functional, to ones that are so professionally done that a lot of police officers will mistake them for a commercial version of that item. So you get this wide variety, and that craft production basically refers to when you have people working with a significant amount of tooling and skill, rather than just say a hand drill, and not much practice. So there are across the world millions of these guns being produced. Most of them are in India, the Philippines, Nigeria, Ghana. A fair number of submachine guns, they call them Carlos, in the occupied areas of Israel. So wherever it's difficult for people to get legitimate guns, they start making their own. And this report was done, and they did an excellent job, far much better than I would have expected. It was done by the Small Arms Survey, And our State Department paid for a good bit of it. And they found most of what I have found over 40 years, and they put it into a 136-page report with lots of pictures. And anybody who wants to look at it can look it up on the Internet. It's called Beyond State Control, Improvised and Craft-Produced Small Arms.
Right.
And, you know, I seldom see, almost never, I don't think I have ever seen an academic work on improvised and craft-produced small arms. I used to call them small shop arms instead of craft-produced, but the idea is pretty much the same. And this report is going to become the standard, the academic standard that everything else will be judged by, because these guys did an excellent job on reporting on it. And in some countries, these are a majority of the guns that are used in crime.
Now, you spend a lot of time in Australia.
Yes,
you see a lot of that over there?
There's quite a bit. They call them bikies over there, but they're basically outlaw motorcycle gangs. And they've been involved in craft production of copies of the Mac 10 or 11, some machine gun, depending on caliber. And some of them are very, very good. And their police had said that they tested some of the copies and that they were they couldn't functionally tell any difference between the copy and the commercial variety.
Right.
And these were sold, oh, gosh, they got a heck of a price. I remember hearing something like $15,000.
Wow.
For a copy with two magazines and a fitted suppressor that went with it.
Now, the one that's in the picture of your article, though, that says it was found by the California Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation. So this was found in jail.
Yeah, well, it's a little hard to finish stuff in jail to a real high level of finish. And this one is just a single-shot 22 pistol made out of a staple gun, because staple gun has a nice powerful spring that it releases. So
right.
That you can use it to set off the primer in a cartridge. And then it has a little bit of a pipe attached up front with a little bit of a tip-up mechanism so that you can put a 22 cartridge in there. That's probably functional in a single shot, and it's closer to the type of things you see found in prison. But it kind of begs the question, if people, inmates in prison, can find the wherewithal to make their own guns,
right.
It's kind of hard to believe that the average American hobbyist with access to harbor freight, milling machines, drill presses, and lathes wouldn't be able to make pretty good ones.
Now I will say this. I would imagine that this, and this is a really rough gun, but I mean, it's got a piece of tubing, and I guess it's got this little piece of steel as a, is that like the ejection port for something, or?
No, I think that was just probably something to try to hold the barrel together with the staple gun as part of the crude action. And we don't have enough pictures or to see how it actually worked so that I could tell you that. But it appears to me that it has a tube, and maybe even they welded that to that tube that serves as a smoothbore barrel for the 22. And then the bolt in the rear of that piece is what acts as a tip-up mechanism to keep the breech fairly close to the firing pin.
Right.
I've seen these similar type improvised guns from staplers before, and that's usually how they work.
But this means that somehow or other they got a stapler together. They managed to piece it together. They weren't caught with this while they were doing this, and then they managed to get ammunition into the jail.
Yeah, well, ammunition, you know, lots of things get smuggled into jails. Drugs, cell phones, ammunition.
Yeah.
People even smuggle in small revolvers and semi-automatics, commercial ones that have been smuggled into ammunition. One of the latest tactics I've seen for people try to smuggle things into prisons is that they use drones and either land or drop things from the drone into the prison yard when prisoners are out on exercise. So people are very creative and very spend a lot of time and energy to get things in prison.
Right.
And, you know, if there's a will, and of course there's the tried and true method of corruption. Pay enough money to the right people, and you probably can get stuff in prison. Sometimes the amounts may be high, but every now and then we hear about guards or others being prosecuted for corruption charges. But
do you think
prison guards are human, too.
You think
put enough money, stack enough green things in front of them, and eventually it starts to become attractive.
Right. Do you think that these guns, these improvised craft guns, are better than a 3D printed gun?
Yes. Well, 3D printed guns are sort of a subset. But in this paper that we were talking about from Small Arms Survey, they just briefly mentioned 3D printing because they don't consider it mature yet, and that's true.
Right.
But 3D printing, 3D printers could be used to make craft gun production a lot easier. For example, we know that there have
we're about to run out of time, so
there have been magazines printed 3D that work well, and that's one of the hardest things to make in a craft gun.
Okay. Well, I hadn't thought about that, but before we run out of time, if you're out there tomorrow and you're looking for some of this stuff that Dean talks about, and I mean, you can see the width of what he covers, you can check two places where most of this sits. One of them is Ammoland.com, and the other one is TruthAboutGuns.com. Well over 1,000 articles at each place. Enjoy your visit with those grandbabies.
Very good.
Yes, sir.
I always enjoy being on the show.
Thank you. I enjoy having you. And we'll be back in 21 hours. Between now and then, please remember this. It's never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load. Cheaper Than Dirt is America's ultimate shooting sports discounter. We sell it for less because we can. From ammo and gun to optics, from hunting and shooting to survival gear, we have everything for the outdoors. And all high-quality brand-name product from your favorite manufacturers. Enjoy the Cheaper Than Dirt Rewards program, where every dollar earns points and gets you more gear. At Cheaper Than Dirt, we sell it for less, and it's all in stock and ready to ship.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.